Fresh 92.7 Denzel Park with Finally 2008. A new track to Fresh. It's 8.05. The weather today, 27. Looking fantastic. Now, I have in the studio a special guest, a special comedic guest, Mr. David M. Green.
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I am good, although I am extremely tired, but thank you for inviting me on the show. I had to tell you this. Did you happen to catch on cable TV a couple of weeks ago this show called Caught on Safari Live?
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. Well, that's good, because I'll tell you all about it. As soon as I found out about this, yes. I thought, Caught on Safari Live, mm-hmm. It's like a live nature show. Man, that sounds a little risky. I mean, like, what if something horrible happens and, like, the presenter's mauled by a lion? Or what if nothing happens and it's just really boring and there's just animals sitting around doing nothing?
Putting it in a difficult situation, especially if there's nothing.
Yeah, a lot of money involved as well with these. Yeah. They're, like, satellite linking to Africa and stuff. These things cost millions of dollars.
Gosh.
But, hey, I recorded some of it.
Did you?
I did. I have this DVD recorder. It's fabulous. Not going to say the brand because that's commercial endorsement. Yes. We don't do that here. But hey, I brought some clips along. Mm-hmm. This one here is it's of this presenter named JV, and pretty much he's just worked out that maybe the live safari thing isn't such a great idea. Have a listen to this.
You're about to go into the heart of Africa, to a wild corner of the Kruger National Park, Singita Lobombo, on a real-life, real-time African safari. Uncut, unplanned, unexpected. Caught on Safari, live.
Welcome back to Caught on Safari Live. It's 6:30 here in the morning in the Kruger National Park, and it hasn't stopped raining. I'm sure the guys are getting absolutely soaked. JV, are you with us? Or is the rain causing us problems? JV, over to you.
Yes, hello, Michaela. I am with you, and yes, I am quite wet. I really wish I hadn't traded my umbrella for diamonds. But I can tell you I have been standing here for 2 hours this morning, and all the animals appear to be sleeping. Perhaps it's because of the rain, perhaps it's because many of them are nocturnal. Actually, I'm starting to have second thoughts about presenting this as a live program. Surely, any producer could tell you that with the aid of pre-recorded footage and an editing suite, it would have made for much better television. But hey, who am I to object? But I'll make sure to let you know as soon as anything interesting happens. Michaela?
We'll be back after the break to tell you what not to do if you find yourself surrounded by lions. My advice, don't run away.
Wow, some interesting television there.
Well, not really, see, because nothing was happening.
Exactly.
But hey, I mean, I got another clip here. I think they worked out that, hey, nothing's happening. Unless we do something interesting, unless we do something to make the animals do something interesting, no one's going to watch. It's going to be a big waste of time. This is not what I would have done. Have a listen to this.
Let me remind you, we are coming to you live. JV is out in the bush in a Jeep. So what JV is seeing right now is what you're seeing on television at exactly the same time. Now, JV has gone on to see if he can find some lions. So we're going to see if we can get his signal back and see if he can find those lions. JV, are you with us?
Yes, thank you, Michaela. I am indeed with you. And I've just come across a magnificent pride of lions. There are about 15 of them altogether. And for the last 25 minutes they have been sitting under a tree. Not really doing much, just sitting and sleeping. But I'm determined to make this whole live safari thing worth the millions of dollars we've wasted on it, so I have got a small pile of rocks that I'm preparing to throw at the lions, perhaps encourage them to do something interesting, maybe evoke a roar. Oh, that would be excellent. Okay, here goes. Ooh, right in the head. He is not like that one bit. In fact, he's moving towards me. We better take the hint and back off a little. I seem to have locked myself out of the Jeep. Could the cameraman let me back in, please? The lion's getting closer, for God's sake. Over the door!
What a shame. It seems like we have lost JV again. So in the meantime, we have a camera on the waterhole.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, scary stuff. Scary stuff.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think that guy was all right, by the way, because he comes back for one more segment. Right. But I'm pretty sure he quit after that. I'll play you that, play you that clip in a minute.
So coming up very soon, listeners. Back with Mr. David M. Green.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Fantastic, you know.
Yeah, I am still good as well.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Hey, I saw this live safari show on cable TV.
That's right.
Played a couple of clips here if you just tuned in.
Mm-hmm.
I've saved the best one to last. This is the worst thing that could happen on a live show when there's animals. They say don't work with children and animals for a reason, and this is it. Have a listen to this.
If you've just joined us, you're watching Caught on Safari Live, and we're coming to you live from the Kruger National Park in South Africa. Just to prove this is a live show and technical problems can happen, in the programme we hope to send JV out into his Jeep, out into the bush to show us all sorts of amazing wildlife. Unfortunately, he's had a technical hitch tonight. The good news is they've got their microwave link aerial back up, so they've headed out and who knows what they might bring us.
Yes, hello again, Michaela. Thankfully, I managed to get back into the car and escape those lions, but now here I am at the river's edge, where we've just spotted some hippo. And I've got a special treat for everyone. I've brought along the official National Geographic voiceover person to give us some insightful narration as these two hippos start to get a little aggressive.
Today, an old bull tries to hold on to his turf. Hippos mark their territory and show they're willing to defend it by spinning their tails and spraying feces.
Ugh. I did not need to see that.
A young male wants to move in and get rid of his ailing older competitor. He invades the old bull's space and begins his attack.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. Ugh, that's just... Oh, sorry. You're the narrator. Sorry.
In a critical move to destroy the alpha male status, the young bull bites off his tail.
That is just not cricket.
The older male doesn't fight back.
Oh, that's not right. Hey, where's that music coming from?
The older male adopts a submissive position, and the younger male mounts him in a show of dominance.
That is not on.
The ultimate indignity.
I did not need to see that.
The victor examines the stub where his opponent's tail used to be.
Ugh.
He claims his new territory with a defiant spin of his tail and a spray of his feces.
What? Oh, no! Oh, my God! Oh,
this
the love
old
of God.
Male is finished.
Well, what a great way to end the show. We got JV out there, all his technical equipment working, and he brought us that beautiful image. So I'm off to put some mosquito spray on. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock for more Caught on Safari Live. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think I'd prefer to be mauled by the lion. At least it's, you know, clean wounds.
Gosh.
Yeah. Hey, you think that was insane? Wait till you see the video. I don't have that.
Oh, damn.
You can't see it
anyway.
That's
right. Jeez. Well... Thanks very much, Mr. David M. Green.
Hey, thank you, Jason, for having me on the show.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see you again next week, I'm sure.
Oh, you're inviting me back?
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks. And, you know, have a good Christmas and all that junk, you know.
You too.
Thank you.
And to you listening as well, have a good Christmas.